It's not the same.
Wait, I can't hear you. No, what?
What church hurt is.
Church hurt?
Okay, not church. I'm not talking emotion. I'm talking about where we put a bad name on the church. I'm not saying it has, like, the whole church is...
Yeah, that's what this is. You're putting a bad name on the church.
No,
yeah.
What I'm saying is, here's the thing. We know that the Lord works in mysterious ways, right? God plants seeds, right? What if there's somebody, if there's a non-believer that came in here this evening and they said, you know what, this seems really... Like, you know, they're really tender in their heart, man. Like,
you mean like if they saw Paul rebuking the Pharisees?
That's not what I'm saying.
And they would have said, what's the truth? And Paul would have said, come on, let me preach the gospel to you.
So
we don't abrogate the truth to reach people. See, this is what they do. They're worldly to reach the world. The gospel goes out to reach the sheep of God. I told him before, I think it was him, maybe him, or a different guy with a false shirt on. It should say sin on a hill. I said, they get the goats, we get the sheep.
Hey, what is this?
I can't hear you if you're interrupting me.
I'm here to preach. Would you like to email me and we'll talk all you want? Call me. You can email me and talk to me. I'm just here to preach.
Hey, is this a subscription point of view? Like, don'tperish.com? Like, maybe we should pay attention to that? Because if you're preaching, you don't need the .com.
Are you with him? Okay.
The Bible says, you don't need to address my wife.
The Bible says what?
You don't need to address my wife. The Bible says, teaching them to obey. Matthew 28:20. Okay. Teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. That's what I do at don'tperish.com. I teach people to obey everything God's commanded. I preach the gospel, and I also call out false, corrupt places like sin on a hill.
Who are you?
So that's what I do. Jesus commanded I do that.
Who are you?
So that's what I do that.
Who are you teaching?
So I go out and I proclaim the gospel, and I tell people the truth, and I remind you that this is a worldly, false, carnal, man-made offering, that you will not inherit eternal life. Keeping false ways, right? How you will find eternal life is because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. His perfect work. And then repenting out of the world and the church system. And when you repent, God sees a willing vessel, you'll be born again. I used to be a worldly, fighting drunk. Could you imagine that? That's what I used to be. And God transformed my heart and my mind. All right? And when you have a transformed heart and mind, you no longer live like the world, like the church system does. You no longer follow emotional, fleshly music like the church system does. Holiness and obedience from the scriptures becomes your life. It's the Holy Spirit. Austin, what's the name of the Spirit?
I'm asking you.
Is it holy? Is it worldly? Is it carnal? Well, you can email me anytime. I'm here to preach. You can email me anytime. People are always coming to interrupt. Did I interrupt anything in there?
You're interrupting everybody that has questions.
No, I'm here to preach. Where does it say, ask questions for free? I'm here to preach, and you can contact me at my website, and I'll talk to you anytime after I'm preaching.
So
there you go. That seems fair to me. And I didn't come and interrupt your carnal music flash. Don't come and interrupt my preaching.
I'm asking questions.
It doesn't matter. I don't have to answer them. Email me. There you go. Paul wrote letters. Paul wrote letters. You're better than Paul? Write me a letter. I'm here to preach as the people are walking by because I love my neighbor and I want you to know the truth. I want you to hear the truth and warning people that this is not biblical Christianity. Warning people that this is sin and worldliness. Warning people about the false, corrupt ways of American churchianity that won't save your soul.